USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a speech at a military tank factory in Ohio, President Trump has again criticized the late Senator John McCain and his vote against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
He said 2 hours before he was voting to repeal and replace, and he went thumbs down, badly hurting the Republican Party, badly hurting our nation, and hurting many sick people.
McCain died of brain cancer last August.
I endorsed him at his request, and I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve.
Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson tells Georgia Public Broadcasting the president's remarks are deplorable.
There aren't Democratic casualties and Republican casualties on the battlefield. There are American casualties. And we should never reduce the service that people give to this country, including the offering of their own life.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump spoke to reporters briefly before he left for Ohio. They asked him about Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He says he doesn't get it, and neither do his supporters.
It's sort of interesting that a man out of the blue just writes a report. I got 306 electoral votes against 223. That's a tremendous victory.
He says it's up to the Attorney General to decide what happens to the report when it's released. More evacuations have been ordered along the flooded Missouri River. This time, it's Lewis and Clark Village, which is in northwestern Missouri. Further upriver is Hamburg, Iowa, which is also underwater. Resident Bill Lamb is sheltering at a local school. He tells KETV,
went up to our friends and woke up next morning and there's, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 feet down around my house.
He's overwhelmed from the support as he lost his home and business.
It's just amazing how the people come together. You don't even have to ask them. They show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Americans are weighing in on Robert Mueller's Russia probe. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down, a new poll finds most Americans are at least moderately confident that Robert Mueller's probe has been fair and impartial. The Associated Press poll finds most Americans do have some concern that Trump's campaign had improper connections to Russia, though fewer than half say the president has done anything illegal in his ties with Russia. Overall, about 6 in 10 Americans have at least some confidence in the fairness of the investigation. 33% say they're very confident. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In 1850, a Harvard professor had some photos taken of slaves in South Carolina. Some of the photos were found in 1976, stored away at the school. Tamara Lanier says she has proven her genealogical ties to one of the people in the photos, a man she calls Renty. She says his photo and that of his daughter are rightfully hers. She's suing Harvard not only for the photos, but
this case will force Harvard to look at their complicity as it relates to slavery and finally answer the questions about their role and also to acknowledge that I'm the lineal descendant of Renty.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.